Lawrence Holmes, noon to two on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Previously on The Lawrence Holmes Show.
Cubs manager David Ross, a.k.a. Rossi, joining me here on The Score. A few months ago, I didn't want to bother you because you were doing your thing. You were at Do Right Donuts, and I was too. So I need to know, are you a donut guy? Because I'm a total crazy donut guy.
Oh, buddy, I'm such a donut guy, man. I'm like just, I mean, Do Right's right across from the stadium here, and it's just dangerous. I come in and get my workout, and I feel like I've earned a donut or two. So I stroll over there, get the buttermilk old fashioned, goes right down really nice for me. And it's helping me get that coaching body that I need. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. I'm trying to fight my coaching body that I have right now.
Make me a bicycle, clown.
We had a fun time with David Ross on Friday. We'll get to some more of the like actual inside the game stuff from him coming up in a little bit. I'm Lawrence Holmes here with you until 2 o'clock. The crew, they are in the building. We survived my party for Championship Sunday. Rick Camp, Herb Lawrence, they produce the show. You'll hear their voices. And this nugget from Tony last night, because he was over at the house. I don't like rabbits. I'm a squirrel guy. And it's like, okay, you know what? We don't have time to get into all of Tony's foolishness from last night because we want to start the show as we start all things with the rundown.
Run them down.
The rundown.
Here is your rundown for Monday, January 20th, 2020. Last night, Patrick Kane became legendary.
Hustlinson keeping it alive. Kane down low. Saturday.
The Blackhawks have won five in a row. Patrick Kane, with the assist, becomes the 90th player in NHL history to reach 1,000 points. He is the youngest American-born player to reach it. And the Hawks win 4-1. I don't even know why Herbie put this in here. I mean, yes, DePaul did beat the number five team in the country on Saturday. And I will say that the Jalen Butts dunk was my favorite moment.
Moore gives to Butts, left corner. Now Moore's got it in three-point territory. He puts it on the floor, bounces inside. Butts stuffed it in, and the foul. And Butts stares right at Sean McDermott.
That was Zach Zabin, Dave Corzine on the call. And then DePaul went on and did this.
Hastings dribbles out the clock, shoots a three. That's no good. Listen to the crowd at Wintrust Arena. It's DePaul's biggest win in years. The Blue Demons upset number five Butler 79-66. The first time the Blue Demons have beaten the top 10 team since 2006.
And their first win in the Big East. It was important because things are not looking great for DePaul after a 12-1 start. On to the football. In the AFC title game, Patrick Mahomes out here doing crazy stuff.
27-yard line of Tennessee, second down and 10. Mahomes is in the gun. He's flanked by his running back. His arms extended, three wide, gets the snap. Four-man rush, moves up. He gets a block. He runs to the near side. He's on the numbers. He breaks a tackle at the 30. Comes to the near side, breaks another tackle. Down the sideline, 25-20. Got a block at the 10. Cuts inside, five. He's in. What a run. Touchdown, Kansas City. Patrick Mahomes. A dazzling 27-yard zigzagging run, and the Chiefs have taken a lead 11 seconds before halftime.
God, I love Kevin Harlan. Like, for a lot of people, you can have your play-by-play guys. That's the guy I want narrating my. Like, whatever's going on, he's just into it. After the game, Frank Clark had some things to say about stuff.
Two games, he's game. 70 yards, over 200 yards each game. I know damn well we weren't going to win the game if we let that happen. They come in here, he ran for 70 yards. They call him the best rusher in the league. We're sending this home early.
I posted the comments that you said to me. And all over social media, everybody said you better watch your back, that you're saying things that you can't cash. Everybody on social media said,
they must not know who I am yet. They gonna find out sooner or later when I got that ring on my finger. At the end of the day, we champions. AFC, that trophy that got my own and last name on it, that's the KC. KC, ain't no fall off. Last year, jump off sides, all that. I told him when I got here, this is gonna change. Look at this. We're the best in the world.
Well, all right then. Derrick Henry with 70 yards. He was held to minus 1 yards rushing in the second half of that game. On to the NFC title game. Did you know that Raheem Mostert was on the Bears? So he was on the Bears, and then they cut him for Joik Bell. And I know you're going to text him, well, other teams cut him too. But the Bears cut him. Yesterday, he had himself a day.
Second down and 10. They give us to Raheem Mostert. Mostert sweeping the left side, cuts back at the 10. Mostert at the 5, and he's into the end zone for the fourth time tonight. This time from 22 yards out. And Raheem Mostert extends the Niner lead to 33-7.
It wouldn't be his last touchdown of the game. He ended up with 4 of them. And on the evening, 29 carries, 220 yards, 4 touchdowns. He talked about, you know, getting cut by the Bears and other teams and now ending up in a place that he really likes.
I did have a lot of doubters and naysayers, and now I get to actually tell them, hey, look where I'm at now. You know, I never gave up on my dream. I never gave up on the opportunities when it presented itself. And, you know, I always worked hard no matter what. Yeah, it's crazy that I've been on 7 different teams. I actually still have, you know, the cut dates, and I look at that every before.